Welcome to Sports 1140 AHDK.
Good morning, good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and back.
Attacking run-of-the-mill morning show
with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny, I have.
Kenny Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on a mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
I am not driving no minivan.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
Time for the grand opening sale at JacuzziOfSacramento.com. Hey, call 315-TUBS. Welcome in. It's The Drive, 339-1140. 1-800-920-1140. Please text us, if you would.
Please.
Please.
We need you.
We need your texts. Just cannot live without the text line. You're damn right,
Sharks. Sharks.
I can't do
that.
You have
Sea Creature Thursday. You can't make your voice crack like
no.
A pubescent boy.
Shark.
I know.
Dun, 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 dun. Go into the stand.
That was pretty good. That hurts, though. It hurts.
All right, try it one more time. Just one more time. Okay.
Sharks!
Katie can't talk the rest of the
She's
day
done.
Now. That was a great effort. Look at the Sharks.
It's pretty good.
It won the hockey match.
Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you. It's been a long time, guys.
I was following your tweets last night, and I was so happy for you.
Honestly, 25 years of suffering with this team. You know, and how many bearded guys, I can tell you, went home losers throughout the years. You know, the puck
like
just didn't go in.
Every day.
Exactly. You kind of look like you're growing a playoff beard. It just...
Well, I was...
We never won the title.
I was may or may not have been in the KNCI studio earlier, depending on who's listening. And I was talking with Pat and Tom, and up on the TV, they showed one of the guys for the Sharks that had an epic beard. As I'm talking to him, and Pat goes, God, that guy just needs to shave that crap. It looks terrible. It's like, was really passive aggressive, Pat.
A little bit. Jesus. Hey, at me, bro.
I know.
Right? What's your issue? Let's see. Already the text line's all over the place. I need a morning shout out. Just did 12 hours, and I'm going to sit up and listen to my favorite morning crew.
Yeah!
All right. Well, you go, Toby.
Shout out.
That's his name, Toby, by the way.
Toby?
That's his name.
Good morning, Toby.
From the 209, good morning, guys and gals. Checking in from the greater Stockton area. Probably somebody who's not in Stockton and is pissing them off. more than a couple of scars. And then from the 916, Jurassic Park or Shark Tank? That's a great question. Maybe that's our poll question. Jurassic Park or Shark Tank?
Well, those aren't even the same.
Ballpark. No. One has
Maybe
sharks.
Maybe it's because it's 6:05 and I can't wrap my head around it yet because I'm not fully awake.
No.
You're more awake, sharks.
More awake than I am this time of day.
Is it weird that
to get
like,
your fin going,
by
right?
Thursday?
Uh-huh.
Like I get up at 4 o'clock every morning. You would think by 6:05 that I would be awake, but as the week goes on, I'm like, but am I? But am I awake?
You got to do your nap schedule correctly. We've talked about this before.
I rely
you got to take a huge nap on Wednesday.
I rely on the nap, but... the reality of the situation is like I have a crazy busy week. It's just one thing after the other with appointments.
Did you nap yesterday?
I did nap yesterday. All right. But it's like I took like an hour and a half nap. An hour and a half nap. And sure. It's like by the end of by Wednesday, when you wake up, you're tired and you just want to go back to bed.
I mean, it's putting it in the tank. Because what'd you have yesterday after the show? You had the day to nap, right? I mean, you pretty much had the whole day open. You
don't have kids or
the old to deal with and all that?
I had like a couple appointments, and then I had a vet appointment for the dogs. For the dogs. Mm-hmm. So
what appointments did you have?
I went to the lovely European Wax Center because it's the weekend, and I'm going out of town, and I want to make sure everything is right. And then I
did
went,
you know
got
the answer
petty.
To that?
Okay. I did.
He did.
I honestly did.
I know. The little smirk
I'm a little
on his
kid.
Face.
You had to.
I was going to give her, I was going to throw it out blank, and then if she wanted to come back with a fib or something else,
no.
I would have let it go.
See, this is the thing.
Thank you.
This
Thank
is
you.
The thing. As a woman, I'm supposed to like.
That's a woman. Yeah, she's chick-splaining to you, bro.
No, but that's the thing. Like, I thought about it yesterday. I'm like, I'm going and getting a mani and a pedi. And I went to the European Wax Center. And I'm like, you know what? I guarantee you that Nate and Dave don't have to make time in their week for things like this.
Nope.
I wish I could do the mani-pedi, though. I'd be
into
that.
So here's the thing I wanted to ask you guys. I went into this place, and there's like five dudes, like 25-year-old dudes that come in together to get. I'm like, what is this, your bachelor party? Like, they came in together to get pedicures. I thought they were going into the wrong place when I was like following them into. And there's this one guy that, I mean, bearded wonder and probably, well, you know, 5'8", 350.
Dudes like their feet getting handled too.
I've heard that a lot of construction workers do pedicures. Seriously, I'm not joking.
I know a lot of basketball players do. And athletes should. You should really take care of your feet.
I got to be honest with you. There's a future in that. Like, you know how you have the sport clips, right? It's good to be a guy. Mm-hmm. Like, if they did a sport clip style mani pedi, and they didn't call it mani pedis, by the way. They called it, like, finger and toe awesomeness or something. You know, come up with a new rad name. And you go in and you're
Extreme
watching the game.
Extreme foot rub.
I'm not joking there. Like, if you go in and you're watching like repeats of good games, and then there's like hot chicks with low cut tops that are massaging your feet
These guys. It was a big place. I'd never been to this place before. It's near my house, and my roommate goes there, and I'm like, okay, I'll give it a try. I go in and it's slammed. There was probably 30 people in there getting manis and pedis. It has two different sides. They took the men to the other side, right? So they had their own little section, and I'm like, I don't know if that's how they normally do it. But then there's another guy that comes in kind of solo, and he's on the girl's side. And I'm like, dude, and he, good looking guy, right? And there's plenty of, you know, like soccer moms that were in there because there's a yoga place next door, and they came after yoga in their little yoga pants, and they're all looking cute and all that stuff. I don't look
That's
cute
pretty
like
rude
that.
To go work out and then go stick your feet in
but,
someone's
but
face.
But
great
are they
point
ever
right there.
Sweating, though? That's my question.
Got me.
I mean, probably.
But I'm like,
hot
this,
yoga?
This is kind of brilliant. This good looking dude comes in with a meditation book. And sits down to have a mani-pedi surrounded by nothing but, like, women.
Yeah, I'll I'm bet like, that paid off for him.
This is probably a good, you know, a good...
I mean, I'm just...
It's probably his thing,
I gotta ask. I'm gonna ask a question that everyone else is thinking, but they don't want to ask. Like, did you get a good... Are we sure that he was there and would care whether or not women paid attention to him?
Oh, well, he was talking away with this one chick that I can say she was hot.
You're not. I promise you people listening are. There's like 50 guys listening right now. They're like, well, yeah, stupid. I don't know. I'm not trying to say gay guys like mani-pedis.
No,
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying gay and straight guys like mani-pedis.
No. This guy was...
maybe more, you know.
Yeah, no, this guy was definitely
like feet,
straight and
right?
enjoying the female attention. Yeah.
So,
but I will say this. I think it's a good idea for guys to go get a pedicure, every guy, because there is nothing worse than a guy with just tore-up feet.
I would do it. I just have never... Getting a pedicure or a manicure to me is like, I don't know. It's anything where you have to go and sit somewhere for an hour. I just rather stay home and use the nail clippers.
I got a mani and a pedi, and it took less than an hour.
Yeah, I mean, you can read your phone and stuff while you do that. It's not like getting a haircut.
Can't you, though, if they're working on your fingers?
Well, maybe not on your – I don't know. I don't know if I get my hands done. I just
go
with the feet. Like, they need to do the Lloyd Christmas deal with me. I got toenails that are about 3 inches thick.
No, come on.
You want to bet?
get the Dremel tool out?
I do. I'm just telling
thick,
you. Like,
thick,
I,
listen, not long.
Yeah, no, like,
okay,
not length. I'm talking thickness.
No, I
like,
got you.
I have broken half a dozen pairs of nail clippers in my life on
my big
toenail.
Seriously, get the Dremel tool out like they do with my dogs at the pet store. Seriously. Grind those babies down.
I do that.
I got the electric sander, too. I mean, I go to work on it.
Well, that could be a fun radio show Bondi thing.
Yeah, we'll go get pedicures together.
The other problem
we
I have with
we don't know each
those...
other until we've seen each other's feet.
The other thing is
I
that...
I almost asked you the other day what you think about feet, and I was like, no, that'll be weird. So let's do it on the air.
What do you think about feet?
Oh, like... Yeah, feet.
Are you like Rex Ryan? Are you into the foot?
Or are you like polar opposite freak out foot
like
person?
Feet are weird.
I don't freak out, but also I don't think I've ever really been with a guy that had bad feet. I don't know how I would feel if I saw him. You know, like Boomerang. It was Boomerang with what, Eddie Murphy?
Well, I know, yeah.
Where he was like super obsessed with like women's feet and he slept with numerous women and never had a second date because of the feet were so bad. Nah. And then he got all screwed up when he met a girl that had good feet. Like, yeah, I don't know.
People are into feet. Here's two things. Number one, there's a nail place by the Mexican restaurant I always eat at, Taqueria. Yeah. And it always smells like people are being embalmed in there. That's number one. So I don't know how you handle that.
Called fingernail polish.
And then number two, I would be really afraid because I would do the same thing. Like when my wife goes, I think you and my wife go to the same waxy place or the same at least chain. And before she goes, she's in the shower for a half hour with like a belt sander getting clean because she's obsessed with that. So same thing with me. Like if I was going to go do that and someone was going to handle my feet. My feet would be as clean as they've ever been. I would soak them in rubbing alcohol before I went in there. But I feel like what I'm really afraid of is I'm really ticklish. So how does that come up when she's handling your feet and you just start kicking her in the face or laughing?
The only thing that you would be like that would tickle your feet is when they do like the scrub
that's ticklish.
And it tickles. I'm not very ticklish, but it'll hit me right and you jerk a little bit. But it'll hit me right and you jerk a little bit.
What? No, don't repeat it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's like it'll hit a certain part of your foot and it catches you off guard. But no, Dave, I think you would enjoy
everyone
it because they give a good massage.
Everyone stopped listening to you about 30 seconds ago. You're just going to have to bear with us because... All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, there you go. You got it?
Okay.
Are
yeah,
you
got
happy?
It. Got it. Yep.
But Dave, I think we should go do it. You would probably really appreciate the massage because they do your feet, but they do all the way up to your knees. It's nice.
I would do that.
Yeah,
I would do that. I would absolutely do that. In fact, and we're getting ideas off the text line here. Here's the deal: if you're a guy, you talked about opening up the nail salon for the manis and pedis and all that, you call it the athlete's foot. All right.
I like it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and not talk about manicures. We'll talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers just absolutely.
Which, by the way, this is a better conversation than
probably
that.
Probably is. They went potty all over the old Toronto Raptors, as my kids would say last night. We'll talk about that next. Hey, by the way, on the show today, we are going to talk shark. Kevin Allen of USA Today is going to come on. Talk a little hockey and stuff like that. We'll take your calls at 339. Lamar wants to talk about petties. That's next.
Perfect.
It's on the drive on Sports 1140 KHTK. Rise! Get yourselves together! Rise! Stand up and live your life! Rise! Get yourselves together! Rise! Hands up! Hands up! Kevin Allen of USA Today will join us in about an hour. Talk Sharks hockey.
Shark!
Good job, Katie.
She's gotten a lot better at
it. Thank you.
Was Katie the first one?
Yes.
I wasn't looking.
Really?
I was joking. I thought that was you.
No, that was
she
her.
She has gotten good at it.
Nailed it.
Lamar, you're on KHTK.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Dave. Real quick, are you a flip-flop guy?
Am I like, do I wear sandals, slides, flip-flops, that type of thing? I do.
But he also wears socks with them.
Yeah, that's the second part of your answer. I'm a sock and flip-flop guy.
They're not anyway, even flip-flops, Lamar. They're shower shoes.
Lamar, was your point that I'm a flip-flop guy, so I should be taking care of my toes?
Yes, you should.
Yeah.
And anybody that's out there
Thank you.
I go every 2 weeks with my fiance. We've been going for a year and a half, 2 years. It's the massage. It's the soap. I'm tickled. It's just like you are.
But here's Lamar. I'll say this though. I don't go get manis and pedis. But I do try to. I scrub my feet with. My wife gets this. This ouchy thing. It's like sandpaper.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look. Okay, seriously. Look at my feet. Now, would you think my? I'm not saying they're perfect, but like I take
you
care of my toes.
You don't have bad feet.
I take. I don't have like blisters. I'm holding my naked foot up right now.
Naked.
Like there's no warts or anything. I'll take a picture. Now my toes and foot might be all weird because of genetics.
All right, we're going to do
get
this.
That foot massage, shot.
The massage, the hot wax, and the soap is worth the money. Oh, that's $20. Like I said, anybody that's on their feet for 8 to 10 hours a day should do this. Any man that's wearing flip-flops and you're walking around with your toes jacked up should be doing this. And the one that I go to, one of my fiance found, free Wi-Fi. So,
I know, awesome.
Okay. Free Wi-Fi massage. I was thinking the same thing you guys were, but now it's a regular part of my deal. I go and I look forward to it. I'm telling you, any guy out there that has foot problems, ankle problems, knee problems, go get the express one where they massage you, where they do the soap, they do the hot wax on your feet. You walk out of there feeling like a $1 million.
Hey, thank you.
And hey, Lamar, go ahead. I'm tweeting out a picture for everyone right now of Carmichael Dave's naked foot, and you guys you can be the judge.
I don't feel you're a girl. What do you think my foot look? You think my foot? I think my feet look less jacked up than I think people would think my foot looks.
Yeah, I
just
mean,
saying.
They're huge.
Well, yeah, I can't help that. Manicure's not going to help that unless there's chopping.
No, a manicure won't help anything with your
feet.
Well,
they did. Was it Jared Goff that did the hand extension exercises during the scouting combine? So there's got to be some sort of reversal.
Yeah.
Like. Compact your foot, foot binding like they used to do
in China.
In China.
Yeah, with those pointy Wizard of Oz shoes.
We're going to make you 6'7", not 6'5".
Here's what I think we should do. I think we can kill 12 birds with 2 stones and then we can move on. Somebody out there has to either own or work at a manicure, pedicure type of place. So here's a deal I think we should offer up. A spa, salon, exactly. Why don't we have you guys come in and give us, let's get Manny Petty's on the air.
Okay.
All four of us. Jay, too. Jay's, now the
You're
guy
probably
mentioned,
not going to like the sounds I make while that happens.
Yeah.
That's, I'm just saying.
If it hits you right, you jump a little. What'd you say, Katie?
I
was going to say, make that little noise on air, Jay, the one that you just did. Come on.
I think he did.
No.
He didn't? It's got to be a sign.
Go ahead, Jay. Make it on air.
And when you hit the feet right, you got to give me the saying first. What's the saying?
You're not going to like the noises that Nate makes.
Ooh. With the Prince. Rest in peace.
I know. I bet you anything. Hey, Prince is a man that wore lace and ruffles and purple. And he is all man. I guarantee you that he had a pedicure station right next to his hair salon in his bedroom.
Well, let's get manis and pedis. Let's get these things on the air. We'll do the show.
Yeah, okay.
All this. The guy, Lamar, who just called in, talked about being on your feet all day. Well, here's the thing. We're not on our feet. We're sitting on our asses for the entire show. Now, we may go home and be on our feet and all that or do whatever, but let's be honest. Like, Jay's on his feet
golfing,
all day.
You go golfing. You do, I know,
but I do 10,000 lunges a day. That's exhausting.
I feel like there's
where
people.
Where these legs come from?
I was going to say, where is the rewards that you're reaping from that? I can't even find your
ass.
Go ahead.
This is steel, girl. Put your hands on it.
Since we have. All right, so we'll get that done on the air. We'll get it all knocked out on the air.
We're going to put our hands on Nate?
No, because then there'll be another 1,000 lunges. We'll get that all done on there. We'll give your place a nice plug and all that, and it'll be good for you, and tens of people will hear it. But we got a break, so here's something that has nothing to do with anything before we actually start the show. When we get back, this was a great story in Florida, and I had to share it because it's awesome. Bank of America in 2010 tried to foreclose on poor Warren and Maureen Nyerges in Naples, Florida. And the problem was they didn't have a mortgage. They paid cash for their home. So this went to, yeah, exactly. Katie's looking at me like, what? Yeah, that's
how the hell?
That's what the judge and jury said when this thing went to trial, in which the Nyerguses won the trial, and the judge ordered Bank of America to pay them back $2,500 in attorney's fees. Well, months and months and years went by. And then finally, a couple days ago, the Nyerguses, an attorney, two deputies, and a moving truck showed up at the local Bank of America and foreclosed on them. Yes, that's absolutely right, folks.
Yes!
They were taking file cabinets. They were taking chairs. The deputies were in the cash drawers removing. The bank manager locked himself in his office because he did not know what to do. Shockingly, within about an hour, the check was cut to the couple by Bank of America.
That is beautiful.
They got foreclosed on. That's the best story you're going to hear all day long. Maybe second best story all day long behind the story of last night's enthralling game between the Cavs and the Raptors. We will try to break that down, and we'll invite you to give us an angle. You be the sports talk radio host. What the hell is the angle on this series other than it's all blowouts and weird and stupid? We'll be right back. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.
I'm swagging.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm balling.
Today is Thursday. What does that mean? Oh, yeah. It's Cow Thursday.
Thursday Cow.
339-1140. 1-800-920-1140 in Texas at 44-1140.
So, you know, I like to pull up random facts about our animal days.
I do.
You know, yesterday was horse day, and we didn't get any in, so that's coming next week.
Wednesday horse. You had a couple good ones.
But I don't even have to look. I grew up on a cattle ranch, so I've got some random cow facts in my head. Yes. Can anyone tell me how many stomachs a cow has?
Eight.
Three.
Four.
Seven.
Damn it.
Darn.
And I'm going to pull that up and see if I'm right.
Oh, you bastard.
Come on.
I think it's three. I'm positive it's three.
You bastard.
You can't put that out there without knowing. That's illegal.
Is it?
There's like kids listening right now that are on their way to school. School's on its way to
four.
Be. Four.
We were all
four.
Wrong.
Okay, how about this? I have a random
You're
fact.
You're right. It does have four stomachs.
Did you know in 1968, the first cow specifically and genetically developed to give off 1% milk gave its milk in Indiana, 1968. Again, totally made it up, just like Katie's fact, but let's just all do that all day long.
But okay. Here is
Everyone
a fact.
Everyone make up a fact.
Here's a fact. During World War II, and I remember
cows stormed.
I remember this. I know. I remember this from our master's trivia. During World War II, Augusta was used as a grazing area for cattle and sheep. There
Again, let's
it.
Fact check that.
It's true. I pulled that up. That was one of our things during the true and false.
Now, was that legally occupied, or is that just one of those things where
cows stormed Augusta?
A bunch of yahoos decided it was their land instead.
Cows were busy in the iron fields building bullets.
I don't know. Oh,
the Raptors beat nobody last night. The Cavs, however, did beat the Raptors 116-78. 116-78. Listener. And I say that singularly after that last segment. What the hell is the angle here? Here's where I'll pull back the curtain. We were talking about this before the show. What's the angle? Is the angle who cares about the blowouts? Guess what? It's 3-2, and the home team's won every game. All it takes is the Raptors to win one in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
One in Cleveland, and we're talking about something completely different. Number two, why the hell is it so – Is it because, like, in Canada or Cleveland, are the rims a different size? Is the court a different length? Are there people with laser pointers in Cleveland that are shining them into Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan's eyes? Why is it that everything is the same, except the crowds? Does it really make that big of a difference that Toronto can beat Cleveland twice at home, and then they go in and lose by 400,000 points last night? What the hell is that? I get home court advantage. I understand that. Why doesn't that happen in hockey? Why does it happen in basketball? It's because the crowd's so close to the court. I don't know.
Just sleeping in your own bed at night. I mean, I'm kind of at a loss for
No, it's just Toronto's a bad team.
Okay, well, okay.
But they're good enough to beat Cleveland twice.
Yeah.
At home, but...
Yeah.
They're the only team that's beaten them.
Exactly. In the playoffs. Right, but Toronto plays extremely well at home, and they have the entire playoffs. They've struggled everywhere else. So, yeah.
But why?
I was surprised. I don't know. Maybe it really is that their fan base provides them the energy that they need. But that's the problem with it. You have to be able to go into a hostile environment and win a game. You can't go in and lay an egg. They had a one-point lead. That was the biggest lead that Toronto had last night. Cleveland went up by 43. You got to be able to score on somebody else's floor.
Two road wins this postseason. One against Miami, one against Indiana. That's what Toronto has. They have two road wins in this postseason, and they've gone to seven games
That's
in both
crazy.
Series. And this game is going at least six.
Yeah.
So on one hand, I look at a game like last night, and I think everybody does and goes, wow, okay, well, Cleveland finally woke up.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, why didn't they wake up after their first loss or their second loss?
Well, because all the questions you're asking about Toronto getting blown out, I mean, those can apply pretty much on all sides of the playoffs so far. And I'm just curious in general how it is. This is the first year that I can remember where the playoffs don't instantly become more competitive than the regular season. You see lower teams usually come closer together. And for whatever reason, Katie, maybe you can help with this because Dave and I have exactly zero experience playing any sort of professional sports. In a playoff scenario, like what could possibly cause you to just not show up and not even have that fight? I mean, at one point they go over to the bench, and granted it's a 40-point game in the fourth quarter at this point, but Kyle Lowry's sitting on the bench and he's just staring off into space, and you can tell he's just thinking, how did this even happen?
But he's been staring off into space most of the series. In the two games that they won, he actually contributed. He actually played well and scored well. But it baffles me in the sense that from a mental perspective, in the playoffs, you have to be at the top of your game. And you have more motivation in a playoff series than you're going to have an entire regular season. So what is wrong with this team? I'm trying to figure out if their injuries and how kind of shorthanded they are, if that's putting too much pressure on DeRozan and Lowry. But when it comes down to it, it's like, you're a professional athlete. Lowry, you're talking about all-stars, right? And you go into the playoffs and you go into a hostile environment in Cleveland and you absolutely lay an egg. I don't understand. I don't think there is an explanation for it.
Three
I
losses
really
in this series for the Raptors. They've lost in Cleveland by 31, 19, and 38 points. They've won at home, the Raptors have, by 15 and by 6.
Yeah, and in that six point win that they have, they led by as much as 18.
Sure.
So, I mean, they were able to build a big lead, and that was the game where I'm sitting there going, yeah, you're seeing Cleveland make a run right now in the fourth quarter. They were on fire in the fourth quarter in that game, in the final game in Toronto, that last game in Toronto. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I still think that Toronto is going to hold them off with 4 minutes to go. And they did. And it's, I don't know, is it because you have that home court advantage? But I'll tell you this, Cleveland's used to playing in hostile environments, and they perform well.
Well, from the text line 44-11-40, this is why we threw it out there, because we have six eyes or eight eyes when you count Jay. It's better to have everybody else out there. From the 916, the Raptors are able to win in Canada because they can still bring their game.
Wow.
I got to be honest. I like that. I think that's fine work.
Yeah.
Still bring their game. I don't know. Kyle Lowry, what the hell's the difference, Lowry?
What's the difference between here and at home where you've defeated them four times?
I don't know. They play extremely well here.
My thoughts precisely. I don't know. Greg Fink. I don't know.
You know what? Maybe you just have a ceiling when one of your best player can't shoot a three. It's a guard that can't shoot the three.
Is basketball the greatest home court advantage in all of sports? Is there another sport in which playing at home is more advantageous than basketball? And let's take the big four. How would you rank those? Because there's something
pro
here.
Only?
It's so weird. Yes, Pro only, yeah, because yeah, college we football had college, it's a whole different Donahue but, right there. It's 6:43, time for the grand opening, sale at jacuzzi@sacramento.com, call 315-TUB, save your butt for the break. We'll be back momentarily. It's a drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.
Can I have a moment of your time, just a single second, so you see that indeed we'll be leaving you behind.
At 6:50, time for the grand opening, sale at jacuzzi@sacramento, call 315-TUBs. We were talking about home, field, court, whatever advantage. And is basketball the biggest of the big four pro sports?
American, right?
American.
I mean, okay.
Well, I mean, you know, real sports, in other words,
real
that
sports.
Matter.
Oh, wow.
Real sports that matter. Steve on the old text line, and I know he's a hockey fan because he has a hockey jersey for his Twitter profile picture.
So he's not on the text line. He's on the tweeter machine.
He's on the tweeter machine. He says, home ice in hockey is definitely a big deal. Now, forgive me, and I'm not a hockey expert, but I'm not even a hockey whatever's worse than an ex. I'm a casual hockey observer. I'm under the impression, especially in the playoffs, that of all the sports, baseball and hockey are right there for home ice not mattering much at all. People went on the road all the time.
Really,
in hockey.
I was going to say that baseball is the one that I think matters the most because it's the only one that actually changes the rules of the game, being
right.
home or not.
But when we look at
different fields, lengths, like, yeah.
Well, yeah, sure. And I mean, you get to have the hammer when you're at home. That's like the biggest thing you can get in all of sports.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I would be willing to bet, and I can be embarrassed by this, but I would be willing to bet that it would go something like, this is what I think it goes. Basketball, football, baseball, hockey, or hockey baseball. In other words, baseball down as far as the highest percentage of road wins. I would imagine the higher percentage happens in baseball in the playoffs. I don't think home in when you're watching the playoffs over the years in baseball, you get road wins all the time. And in basketball, if you get a road win in a 7-game series, that's like insane, amazing. Yeah. The entire now football is obviously different because it's not a series.
Well, and football is very dependent on who it is too. I think by sure. and large you're right, but you get the Seattles, the Denvers,
yeah, like
you know,
climate,
yes.
Kansas City,
into that.
Right? Yep. There are a small handful of NFL locations that are absolute death to play in. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I think you're right. It doesn't matter.
I think if you look at the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs, which run concurrently, I would be absolutely shocked if there wasn't a higher percentage of road wins in hockey. Has there even been a freaking series in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year, and I'm sure there has, where a road team hasn't won a game? And I don't know if that's because it's so freaking loud. Mm. There.
Right. The noise doesn't make any difference because it used to be,
right.
And I don't know when they changed. I mean, this might have been like 20, 30 years ago, but it used to be in hockey. There actually was a home ice advantage because uh-huh. the home team could set various things like, I don't know, you could slow down the ice. You could rig the boards so that yeah. they were more or less springy. You could actually kind of affect the way the game was played on your home ice. That's not something they allow anymore.
That's where
crazy why that changed.
Yeah,
right?
You think?
Well, I mean, that's kind of then it kind of comes back to baseball, right? I mean, every baseball field's different.
Yeah,
and you're allowed to cut the grass however you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can. So
the infield will feel different,
right? Yeah. I mean, people have talked about Wrigley for years, like they don't even cut the grass there sometimes.
It just seems like damn near every hockey series I even just kind of sort of pay attention to, there's. You know, the Blues had a win at the Tank.
Mm-hmm.
The Sharks had a win in St. Louis. Hell, Pittsburgh and Tampa Bay. I mean, I'm just looking at these randomly, the two series that are going on. It damn near alternates road and home wins for half the series.
Let me ask you this then. I mean, do you think that in any of those sports that it's already tough enough to win on the road, right? A reasonable goal for any team is to split
sure.
your games on the road. That's good
right.
if you can split on the road. So is it more difficult in the playoffs? Because I kind of fall on this where I just don't – good teams win road games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you're going to win a title, you have to win on the road in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I don't weigh home advantage that heavily. You know, if you're good, it doesn't matter if you have it.
Wouldn't you think – It's weird because wouldn't you think in some cases going on the road would have an advantage? You're away from your family. You're away from
distractions.
I think it plays more of an advantage during the regular season than it does during the playoffs. Because during the playoffs, a lot of the time you're going to have family that travels to the city. because they want to see the whole series.
That's true. You're not getting away from it.
You're dealing with tickets. You're dealing with hotels and transportation.
Good point by the former athlete here.
From the and thank you, whoever the texter was that sent this in, identify yourself and I'll shout you out. But somebody sometimes the text line, it is in fact helpful. This is a Sports Nation article, SB Nation article from a couple years back. Percentage of as far as it goes with home court advantage throughout the sports. I'm just looking at the top one here. NBA at number one.
In terms of
the biggest
home
advantage.
Court advantage gets you the win more often than
right.
not.
This okay. is extra percentage of games teams could have won had they played all their games at home. And if you're asking me how they came up with that, I don't know, but that's how they rank it. They go NBA with the highest level of home court advantage, followed by the NFL, and then baseball and the NHL are third and fourth, respectively. NHL with the least home court or home ice advantage, and they're separated by 0.2 of a point from baseball. Hmm. Baseball and the NHL are right
neck
there.
Neck and neck. Yeah.
Neck and neck, whereas the NBA, by a large, almost double what the NFL has in home field advantage, is the NBA. So
that's kind of crazy to me, though, because going to the fact that based on where the NFL team is, you would think the advantage would be far higher than, you know, if you're Miami or if you're, well, and then cities kind of play into that too, like what you have going on in the city. Like Miami might have an advantage because people come there and it's the old, you know.
Except Miami hasn't played a big football
exactly.
game.
Exactly. But, you know, Arizona also a very nice weather all the time. You know, I don't know. I feel like that would be higher just based on the fact that when you're playing these games, like you're talking about playoffs. It's cold in Green Bay. It's cold in New York. You know what I mean?
It's loud in Seattle. You know, you look at Seattle Seahawks and the advantage they have. Now, that's a real home advantage there.
It's like, but we got a break.
Yeah, that's a quantifiable. Mm-hmm. When you ask me why do the Seahawks win so often at home, that's a quantifiable. I can sit there and say it's so loud, they can't hear the plays, they can't hear the calls, the line jumps offsides. That's quantifiable to me. There's so much with this Cavs-Raptors thing. Yeah, I get the Cavs have home court and the Raps have home court, but why is there such a disparity?
Why is it an advantage?
Before we break, this is what LeBron's, he's on the verge of going to the finals. Is this seven?
Six.
Six straight years?
This will be the sixth year in a row.
In a weird way, and I know this sounds so stupid, is LeBron sometimes underrated? Is he sometimes underrated by the NBA public, or at least the casual fan, with what he's been doing? And if so, why? And if not, why? Let's get into that when we get back, because he's on the verge of doing some pretty crazy stuff that he's already kind of done. We'll get into that, LeBron in general, next. It's a Drive at Sports 1140 KHDK.